Welcome back to the Ford Lions Report Live. Team President Tom LeJuan joins us, and you have a lot of announcements to make.
There's a lot of
housekeeping that we need to catch you up to speed with, including the training camp dates, because the first time that the general public can come here is Monday, I believe.
That's right, Monday, and we'll have the season ticket holders this weekend, and then open the gates up to everybody on Monday, and I think it's going to be exciting this year. We have a little bit more space. We're going to have two entrances this year, a lot more parking, so we look forward to having a lot of fans out here and having a great environment.
What's up with next weekend? Something about family
deals?
Yeah,
a little family event. We have a little thing going on at Ford Field with Justin Timberlake and Jay-Z. So instead of an open practice down there, we're going to have a two family days, Saturday and Sunday out here. Face painters, youth football, our partners at Playworks will be out here with some stuff for the kids. So not just football practice, but a lot of activities for the kids. It should be a lot of fun.
Really important for fans to understand that the NFL's new bag policy takes effect immediately, including when they come here to Allen Park. So tell fans what they need to know about what
type of
bag you can bring, not only to Allen Park, but also to Ford Field.
That's right. This is the QVC segment of the broadcast. But this is the every one of our season ticket holder accounts will get one of these new bags that is part of the NFL's new policy on bringing bags into stadiums. So there will be no more bags that are big purses or backpacks, those kinds of things. Clear bags like this one that you can get at the team store. And like I said, it'll be sent to season ticket holders. A gallon-sized Ziploc bag, those kinds of things that will not only promote safety so you can see what's in the bag, but should also make it more efficient for people getting in and out of the building quicker or in the building quicker, shorten up those lines, make it efficient, make it safe, and better for everybody.
And that does take effect with training camp, I guess, when the season ticket holders come this weekend.
That's right. It'll start this weekend. It's part of that education process so that we can indoctrinate people. It'll be in effect at training camp here in Allen Park. It'll be in effect for Jay-Z, Justin Timberlake on August 6th, and then with our preseason starting on the 9th.
I know that the phones have been ringing off the hook. Twitter's been all abuzz about when can I get single game tickets. You're here to tell us when.
You can't. 1 week from today, you can go. July 31st, we'll have those single games on sale through DetroitLions.com. You need to go to DetroitLions.com a week from today, and we'll be ready to roll, and you can stay tuned to that website for further details.
Well, there have been some crazy dynamics over the last few years. 2 years ago, we had the whole lockout. Last year, we had some off-the-field distractions. This year, it looks like we're ready to go.
That's right. We have great weather. We have a great camaraderie. We got a great locker room, and we're looking forward to getting rolling here.
Well, let's get you up to speed with what our broadcast schedule is going to be, because once we get through training camp, then we're into the preseason schedule. All four games will be here on WXYZ. It starts Friday the 9th against the Jets. Then we hit the road against the Browns on the 15th. New England is at home on Thursday the 22nd, and the preseason wraps up at Buffalo on Thursday, August 29th. Rejoined by Rob and Herman to give us some final thoughts as we get set for this training camp to begin.
I'm looking at that schedule. We get to go to Cleveland and Buffalo.
How lucky are we, huh?
We're very lucky.
They took Oakland right
But you get a free bag with those trips, too.
Same policy exists there. Oh, enter at your own risk with that logo.
Unbelievable.
I think it's going to be a great year. I think everyone always gets optimistic about the upcoming season, which they rightfully should. But at the same time, the players know there's a lot of hard work that's left to be done. And I know the organization itself know that they still have a lot of work to be done.
And the bottom line is you got to stay healthy. NFL, the talent pool is very close from team to team. It's a team that can stay healthy and produce during the course of the 16-game schedule. They win.
Say what you want about the trips to Buffalo and Cleveland. I'll trade those trips for New York Jets at home and New England at home, particularly that Patriots game being that third preseason game. Should be a good one. Get to see some good players play for a long time. For Tom LeJuan, for Rob Rubick, for Herman Moore, Jim Schwartz and Jason Fox, David Solano as well. Everybody who works so hard on this show, I'm Tom Lydon. Thanks for joining us. We will see you soon on your official station for Detroit Lions football, WXYZ Channel 7.